not professional consultation. We share our viewpoints and experiences. It's up to you to decide how to receive this information to best suit your life. Take it or leave it.
What the sex?
You've tuned into What the Sex, starring the BAMF, JP Severs, and Double D, Sarah D. This has explicit content not suited for an audience under 18. Topics ranging from being single, flirting, dating, relationships, love, and of course, fucking brains out from which they came. Do's and don'ts, and it's all just between us, the sheets, and anywhere else we fancy. So lay on back and brace yourselves because we're biters.
Welcome to this dominating edition of What the Sex. I'm JP.
And I'm Sarah D.
Powered by BAMFSwag.net.
For all your t-shirt needs.
This week, we're going to do things a little bit differently. Like, we're still going to, you know, check out my sack and see what questions we have. But we're going to split the questions up because I think the questions are interesting in a way that they're going to, you know, I'm not going to lie. They're going to be our segues into our actual segments this week. And so, we'll talk about the first one. And then once we get through all that, then we'll give the second question and do that, you know, as it happens. So Sarah, if you would you read the first question
from your sack? Okay,
from my sack. You didn't, if you have
trouble deep.
Well, I was gonna say, if you have trouble reading, I have no problem with you getting closer.
Let me get in close and deep to your sack. Okay, first question is from Cindy. I'm on a budget, but I want to try online dating. What can you guys recommend?
Okay, well, I mean, it obviously there's a lot of sites out there that don't require payment.
Yes.
I mean, one of the few that does that, I mean, that I'm aware of is, Match.com and stuff like that. And
Match.com doesn't require payment?
Well, no, that it does require payment.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought it did.
Yeah. Well, no, they're one of the few that does require it. But see, a lot of the online places, or ones trying to be anyway, are actually incognito for basically just hook up and fuck websites.
Like Tinder.
Okay. And yeah. As well as a lot of ones that aren't so familiar, but they come across like they're legit, like, oh, you know, don't share this information, you know, blah blah blah, this is, you know, privy information, so, you know, you have to pay for your participation. What they really are is I don't even know if it's done independently by person or if it's the websites themselves, but it just, I've kind of gone on a couple where they give you the free trials and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
and basically it feels like it's just all a scam, like they're not real women, or they're using fake pictures, or they try to get you to join them on other websites, and it ends up looking like, you know, those basically cam sites where you have to just pay money to see them further take their fucking clothes off. And it's like, well, that was not the dating I'm talking about. I don't know what their definition is, but clearly we're not on the same, you know, page.
Have you ever tried online dating?
I don't know if you could say I've tried it. Like, I've put up profiles.
Yeah.
But I didn't invest the time or the effort to go back and forth with, you know, from checking my own stuff or being that involved in looking at anybody else's page. Like, I don't know. I think it was like all I felt like my therapy that I needed to do was sign up.
Gotcha. Yeah. I tried that eHarmony a long time ago. I went through the whole questionnaire. The questionnaire was probably, oh my God, like 10 to 15 minutes long. It was ridiculous. I get to the end and I'm like, yes, I'm going to get matched. And it says, I'm sorry, we cannot match you with anybody on our site. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, no, it's just,
what's wrong with me?
Well, there's two things. Either you're that fucking unique.
I don't know. I'm not a unicorn.
Or your rational, you know, you're the person that you are wouldn't dare find themselves on such a site.
I don't know what it was, but I filled it out and I'm like, okay, there's supposed to be thousands upon thousands of people and I don't match with one. I'm going to be single forever.
Well, but see, that's the catch, is for them to find your compatible partner, they have to be on the site as well.
It was ridiculous. I was like, well, I guess I'll just go back to MySpace at AOL.
Well, but from what I understand, you're given options, right? Like, if there's people that are like, you know, it's like, well, we couldn't find a 100% match, but maybe we found like an 82% match, or... Do they do that?
No. What you had to do was you had to fill out all these multiple choice questions,
right,
and answer like scenarios and things like that. And then it came down to the end where it's like, we are calculating your result and see if you really match with anybody on our site. And then it took like a couple minutes. And then it said, we're sorry, at this time, there's nobody on our site who's a match for you. And then I'm like, okay.
So you couldn't even see other people's websites?
No.
Nothing?
I couldn't see nothing like that because I wasn't a match for anybody. And so I was like, well, this is stupid.
Was this during the free trial? Like, hopefully you didn't already give them a credit card number.
Oh, no. I didn't give them any information. It was during the free trial. And then after that, I was like, well, screw it. I'm not even going to use eHarmony for this. And then I never tried Match.com, but my friend tried Plenty of Fish, and that's free. It's like you can message and chat with them on Plenty of Fish. And she had all these men going, like, she was like a gigolo or something. She had like all these guys going in different IMs and different messages. And I'm like, geez, your fingers are slutty today.
Well, I do actually know of one success story from Plenty of Fish, but that...
Can we stop you for 1 second? You just said success story. You must have sex on the brain today.
Well, what the hell is our show called?
I mean, come on. I'm just saying, I caught that. I was like, I just heard success. Okay, you'll introduce me.
Okay, well, no, but see, maybe I didn't say that, and that's just what you wanted to hear.
Oh, that's true. It could have been, because I can definitely go for some sex. So that is a possibility.
It's like Jell-O. There's always room.
Jell-O. Is there pills in the Jell-O? Do I need to be concerned? Okay, sorry. You were telling a story. My bad. Go ahead.
Oh, well, no, I'm not actually going to tell a story, but I just know that there's been one success story that I know of. But other than that, like, I've never heard anybody else talking about it. So I only heard about it through the one person that managed to find someone on there. But I don't even know what the attraction is, other than, you know, maybe that it is free. I got the impression that it was a bit of a ghetto website where it's just like, you know, I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody that's on it, but it doesn't sound very reputable. It's just kind of hit and miss, you know?
Yeah, you just kind of, from what I gathered from it, you like would see people's profiles and then you could just message them. And then it was just like Messenger and you just go back and forth with it. So I never tried it because I was in a relationship then, but I was working with a girl and there was a lot of downtime at her old job. And she would just sit there and have all these windows going with all these guys. And I'm like, oh, this might be actually good for some people. And then now there's like Christian Mingle and farmersonly.com. Like, I almost want to go on Farmers Only and be like, who is on this site? Like, what do these people look like? So,
well, yeah. Well, but see, I mean, Plenty of Fish to me sounds like My Yearbook.
What's My
Yearbook? Which is basically, and this is not a compliment, if Facebook had sex with MySpace and had a child website with Down syndrome, this would be My Yearbook.
Nice.
It uses you can actually pay money into it, which gives you a digital currency, which is what they call like lunch money or whatever. And you can use it to send little pictures to the other people on the website, which is just pictures, right? But you can also use that currency to buy other people. So the more someone's bought, the more equity they have, the more the value goes up for the next person that buys it. So like, for instance, let's say you're fresh on the website, and I'm making up a number just to keep it simple, but let's say because you just joined, your value is 50 lunch monies, right? 50L, right? If I bought your profile for that 50L, if someone wants to buy it from me, it would probably cost them 75 to 100L. So now your value goes up as each person from that point continues to buy you back and forth.
Why am I a hooker?
Well, but see, it's not really that kind of hooking because you're not really giving a service, you're just there. They just want in the back of their head that I own that person. But see, it's not just women, it's guys too.
Well,
but
again,
go ahead. I mean, because I'm about to attack it myself. I think it's fucking retarded.
It's creepy. It's like, I'm gonna buy you, I'm gonna spend 100L on you, but you're mine, you're in my vault. It's like, that's creepy. It's like, why?
And you can use the other features they have to try to search for people that have similar interests as you. And the more you use these extra features, you actually get paid L.
Okay, so
you can build up your account without spending money, but it takes for fucking ever.
That's really weird. So you I don't have like
to-
that.
So you have to play it like real estate. You have to buy some prime stuff in your bracket and wait for people to buy it, because you also get a cut of it back. You don't get all of it back. So like I said, I paid $50 for you, or the 50L for you, and then somebody else pays 75L for it. I may only get like 10 to 20 of the L back, but I get that difference, but I still lose my initial 50.
Okay, Cindy, do not go to my yearbook. Whatever you do, because it sounds like human trafficking on this, and I don't like it.
Without the fun stuff.
Yes. So don't go to my yearbook. If you want to spend money, maybe eHarmony, but I almost say Facebook can be almost a good place. And here's how I think it is.
Okay. All right. I'll give you your moment. Okay. Go ahead and give me your best shot.
Okay. So do you have in your city a buy, sell, trade site on Facebook where people in your area buy and sell things?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have been on that site before, and there have been guys who have messaged me to try, even when I'm just trying to sell something, to be like, oh, hey, are you single? Blah, 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 blah. So that might be a good place for her to look. I don't know. It's a cheap way.
But except that going about it indirectly, you can't even, like you said, you can't even sell, you know, a fucking lamp without some guy trying to hit on you that's completely off topic.
Yeah. So she probably wants somewhere where she can put her interest out there and she can try to find somebody with the same interest.
Now, see, there's one that's actually, it's connected through Facebook, or at least that's the way it started. I can't think of the name offhand. It starts with a K, like kiosk or
something like that.
Kiosko, so I can't think of it offhand, but I would look it up. But yeah, stuff like that works because it's special interest and it actively says, hey, I'm looking. Because otherwise, you know, you look on Facebook, a lot of times their information, you know, if you're not already friends even, it's a gamble whether or not their profile says single, in a relationship. It's complicated. Sometimes it just says no information, which isn't enough to go on if you're trying to be respectful. Now, and again, I'm not just talking about doing that stranger danger booty call stuff.
Yeah.
If you're looking to actually date someone seriously, you're not, I think it's a much easier way if you're gonna be, you know, have your name somewhere that lets people know that, you know, no hook intended, I'm open for business.
Yeah.
If you don't put it out there like that, then just going to your Facebook, you're gonna get harassed anyway by a bunch of people and dick pics that aren't welcomed anyway.
Yes, dick pics are ridiculous.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. I don't even know. Like, it's cute and all. Like, thanks for sending, but like, what do you want me to do with that? I don't see the interest in dick pics. Penises are the most ugliest things ever.
But I think it depends on the dick.
Okay, I've seen a lot. Okay. But
have any of them worked?
What do you mean? Like, worked? Like, maybe did, like, rep any?
Did any of them get you, like, you know, second thinking, like, maybe?
No.
Okay, so no. Maybe they're just bad photographers.
No. Well, I don't really know many girls who get a dick pic and they're like, oh, yeah, I that's sexy. That's a nice dick, you know?
Well, yeah, and you know what? I'm a guy, and I don't even understand the logistics of it. I mean, I know that they're thinking, if I send them that, and if there's a remote chance that they like it, I'm hoping that they send me something of them back.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's fair. In the nude pics area, you guys get boobs. Like, boobs are pretty. Vaginas, well, not all of them. Some of them look a little beat up. But for the most part, like, you guys get, like, the best. Like, what am I going to do? Ask me, like, send me a picture of your ass? I mean, nobody, I don't get, guys get that too. You can just see the girl's ass in, like, a thong. What am I going to see? Your boxers and you bent over, like, hey.
If David Beckham was in boxers and took a picture and sent it, you'd be melting. So shut the fuck up.
Well, yes. I mean, have you seen his body?
Well, but that's what I'm saying, though. So it doesn't really matter what he's wearing.
Not all guys have David Beckham bodies, but I don't like the way he talks. Like, he could just not. He's one of those people that's nice to look at, but he opens his mouth and you're like, I could have went without that.
You know what, though, to be fair, not everybody has the same taste, though.
Yeah, because
so I can say the same thing about you guys, is that not everybody is Scarlett Johansson.
True, but she's like really pretty. Like,
I think she's a cute pretty, but she's also has a knockout body.
She has an amazing body, and that's the thing. It's like, some people fawn all over Megan Fox, but Megan Fox is just like, she's like hot in certain things, but she's not like,
for Megan Fox, I like her eyes and her lip.
Yeah, and that's her draw. It's like, she's got that dark skin.
Well, yeah, the rest of it, though, I would not be able to tell you. If you showed me a picture from the neck down, I would not be able to say, oh, that's Megan Fox.
Yeah, like, Scarlett Johansson has the whole package. She's beautiful. Like, I wouldn't call Scarlett Johansson hot, because that would actually be downgrading her, in my opinion.
Right,
like,
right.
She is beautiful, and she's got an amazing body. So I'm a fan of ScarJo.
Would knockout be better than...
Knockout would be better. Hot would be a downgrade for her. To call her hot would be down. But to call her, like...
Since she's Black Widow, knockout makes sense.
Exactly. And she's, like, stunning. Like, she is just a really type of pretty. So,
she's the girl everybody wished they had next door.
Exactly. She is your perfect... Yeah, that's the perfect point. She is. She is your girl next door.
Even her voice is amazing.
Yes, she's got like the deep, raspy voice.
There was a movie that she did with Joaquin Phoenix. It was called Her.
No, I didn't see that movie, but I heard about it.
Which is kind of funny that we're on this dating stuff in the first place. But I mean, we're not going to go too much into it. But basically, you don't see her at all. Okay, you only get to hear her voice throughout the entire picture.
Uh-huh.
And I was still stimulated.
Yeah, she has that type of. She has that type of voice.
Like, you can hear it in the way she laughs. You can feel her smile when she's laughing, you know, very playful. I mean, even though I know it was, she was acting, but still, I mean, it's still the best actors. You can't really fake act. All you have to do is basically give them you. So it's like, that's how she really laughs. That's how she really cries. You know, that's how she really looks serious, you know? So you're getting really a lot of the realism of who these people are when they're doing stuff like that. Unless it's Johnny Depp and he tries to play a different cartoon character every time he makes him one.
Oh my goodness, I can't stand his movies. I really can't stand.
Well, no, I'm not knocking him, but he's just one of the few where you don't actually know which one's the right Johnny Depp, you know?
Yeah,
because he's always playing these outlandish characters that they can't. None of those are him.
No, I don't know. Has he really made any serious movies lately, or is it pretty much just been like character based? Like, it's not. No, I don't know if he's ever really made a. Well, I'm sure he has.
There was Ninth Gate, more of a thriller drama, sort of a mystery thing, and he had to track down these books to authenticate them.
Oh,
but he wasn't thick as the character. But
got you. Yeah, it sounds boring.
I was just gonna say, I heard what
you. Yeah, that one sounds boring.
Well, but the other ones you'll know, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the Alice, you know, Alice in Wonderland stuff. The there was another one now I can't think of that. It's a really long name, but he plays a British guy.
You're talking about Chocolat?
Mordecai.
Haven't heard of that one either.
That one is, it's such a slapstick comedy, but it's brilliant.
You gotta check that out.
He plays a guy who's married rich, and so he's very bourgeois and very selfish and very sex indulgent.
Gotcha.
So to see his character play with a quick wit, it was fun. You should try that.
I'll have to give it a shot.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Chocolat was good. He played kind of a mellow character. There wasn't too much to that one.
No. So what site would we recommend for Cindy?
Like I said, if you go on Facebook, I wouldn't leave it just to Facebook. I would join a website that's connected to Facebook, if anything, where you can, you know, just sign up through Facebook.
Yeah.
And see what, I mean, because just like with the games, you know, you can play Candy Crush and all that stuff on Facebook. And so they have dating stuff like that where it's all integrated and it's all right there. And so you go on there and you know, agree to all their terms. terms or whatever, but you suddenly have access to other people that are already on Facebook that are also on this site, which is giving you the green flag to go after them, yeah. Guy and girl alike.
I would say, yeah, if you want to go the free route, probably Facebook would probably be a good option. If you're just looking for a hookup, obviously Tinder's the way to go. But if she wants something serious, I just don't see.
Well, I just assume she is serious because online dating isn't just hooking up.
And I would also see what they have in your particular area, because like you said, with Facebook, they might have like singles groups, like a group, like a private group of singles in your area. And I would check that out too as another free option, because I just don't think that you should have to pay for those. I think you can find it and not have to pay for it.
And don't go through Craigslist either.
Yeah. Maybe you know what she could do? If you're, well, you don't really get anybody local in your area, but you could go the Periscope route.
Good luck.
Good luck. Yes. Good luck with Periscope. Periscope.
There have been a couple success stories even then. Like, you know, we share a mutual friend who I think they met through Periscope. She recently made a trip to New York City. I'm not going to mention names, but we have that person in common, right?
Yeah, but that didn't turn out too well, though.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that didn't turn out too great. So,
well, last I heard like a month and a half ago that, all right, well, that's unfortunate, but hey, it opened the door. It put the option there at least.
Yes.
And I mean, cause way back during Facebook's infancy, it was still only a couple of years old. And I still felt like a trendsetter by the time I joined, like I'm going to be an adult. Fuck MySpace. I'm going to switch over. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And it was shortly thereafter that I was meeting people to associate with as friends. And then it just turned out that, you know, through the just being social, things led to another. And I ended up dating someone that I got engaged to. But it all started through Facebook and that attached program.
Well, that's how I've met. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. The opening up of the vault. That's how I've met almost everyone I've been with. Has he been online? Like MySpace. Well, AOL. AOL set me up. Hi, dear.
Fucking chat rooms, man.
Yes. AOL chat rooms. Well, my local AOL chat room, I met one girl on there. I met a girl. We were friends.
And go she, on.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It's going to get deep. No. So we met. Whoa. We met and we were we were friends, and she had met all these people from our local places chat room. Because you know how you can go in like town square and places. Right. So we had like
the pre-made ones.
Yeah. So we had what was called AOL parties, where we met everybody that was in the chat room. And then that's how I started hooking up with people, was through that. And then I met people on MySpace, and my relationships came from MySpace. And if it wasn't for AOL, I probably would have never have had a sex life that early.
Well, I was just thinking that because we talked about that before, that you started at about 15 and you don't really associate necessarily intimacy with sex. And the fact that your first experiences come from meeting someone online, which is very detached because you don't have that first impression in person looking into their eyes. So even just arranging the sex was very unintimate.
Well, yeah, because my first experience was I was 15 and he was 19 and I met him online. I met him in that chat room, actually, and we started dating, and we got to know each other on the phone, and then about 2 months later, we met in person and started dating, and then obviously, he took my virginity, and it just kind of went from there, and then ever since then, I never really got into any serious relationships. It was all just hookup,
right.
And my other serious relationship, God, that's a story for a different day, Cindy. Let me tell you, that's a story for a different day. I met him, and that was 2 years of hooking up and him not wanting to be with me because he was still in love with his other girlfriend, but I was good enough to have sex with for 2 years, but was never good enough to date. And then it's like, now he wants me back, and I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. I'm good enough for you now, but I wasn't good enough for you then. So there's many reasons why that would never happen, but I'm like, yeah, we're just going to stay friends. So.
Sorry, deleted, blocked.
Exactly. Control Alt Delete.
You're on the restricted list now.
The restricted Facebook, yes. You should have thought of that about that way before now, but yes.
So, I mean, in closing, yeah, I would recommend, you know, something through Facebook, but you could also try meetme.com. It's kind of on the lighter side. Like, there's some still weird features, but there's a great app that accompanies it for your smartphone. It lets you know, people in your area, and your search can be as wide as you want, or it's like, you can say, okay, show me who's on this site that is within 10 miles of me. And so they know where you are. And so it'll give you a list of, you know, the people that are on that site at all that are 10 miles or less. Or you can even change it to who's online right now that's 10 miles or less. But again, you can change it to, you know, 25 miles, 50 miles, whatever. But the power is completely in your hands for your side of things. If someone doesn't want to interact, they won't. But likewise, you don't have to interact with anybody either that you don't want to. So it's all based on, you know, your judgment. You know, I would always just recommend that if you do meet someone online, I would say, you know, the first one should be daytime, maybe for a lunch date. In a crowded place, you know, meet there. Don't be picked up or anything. Don't let them know where you live. Mm-mm. You know, play it safe. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, want to start something that you might have, you know, some, you know, have strong feelings for someone, but you want to make sure that you're safe in the process, because there's a lot of people out there that are chameleons that are just trying to fuck you over in more ways than one.
Yes, I 100% agree. I've heard a lot of horror stories where I live of people meeting people on websites, and they've gone on a couple dates, everything's gone good, but it's like the guy, it's always the guy usually, the guy just snapped and he ends up killing her, you know, and it's like, don't ever let them know where you live. So,
well, yeah, maybe you should have ate more than just the fucking salad.
So just be careful. Meet in public places. It's always good to kind of talk to see if you have like mutual friends and things like that. If you have what they have in my state has CaseNet, and I can go on and put in your first and last name, and I can see if you've been involved in any type of criminal activities, from parking tickets to collectors and stuff like that. So if you kind of want to do your own little private eye investigation, it's not stalkerish, but I highly recommend that.
Oh, I've even Googled my own name on there, and it comes up as one of the advertising options where it's like, oh, we found records of such and such for you to see this. Pay $10, and it'll give all the listings of everything they have on me, you know, the good, the bad, and the indifferent. And
we have
plenty of them out there.
No, we don't have that. We have a legitimate thing where you can go. It's called, because I live in Missouri, so it's called casenet.com. And it's only for people who live in Missouri. And I can go in there and type my first and last name, and it's legitimate. Like, it'll show, let's say,
For free.
It's all, it'll show the judge, your charges, your sentence, everything like that. If you were doing, okay, I had a friend. I can't even believe I'm going to admit this. Oh, dear Jesus, be with me when I'm going to admit this on air to all these people who are listening. I had a friend who, we were really close, and then we stopped talking, stopped hanging out. Next thing I know, I see him on the news because he had killed his girlfriend's mom. And so I went on CaseNet to try to see what had happened. Like, I wanted the details. And you could go on there and you can see like who his judge was, what his bail was, all that type of stuff. So that's how informative it is. And I don't know if they have that in every state, but if they do, I highly recommend people use that if they're going to go date someone, so they can see if that's something that, if they have a past that they're not being 100% honest with you about. Not saying that people with past aren't good people now, but it's a red flag for you if you find it a red flag, and it's informative if they are not open about it. So
it does depend on what the charges are. I mean, there's serial killers versus, you know, someone who got caught jaywalking and didn't pay the fine. You know.
There's definitely a difference from a ticket versus beating up a cop or resisting arrest and things like that. So
just means he knows his way around cuffs.
So, oh my goodness. Yes. That's.
Please help us pay the bills to keep this show erect. We'll be right back.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.
If you'd like to air a question with your voice on our show, film a video or record an audio file and send it to whatthesexpodcast@gmail.com with no spaces or underscores. Must be 30 seconds or less. Tell us your name or that you want to be anonymous and then state your question. You can also write to whatthesexpodcast@gmail.com or use the blog entry form at bampswag.net or through Twitter and Facebook. Many options, any of them will work. We hope to hear from you.
Click the shopping cart link that's at the top of every BAMFSWAG.net page and show your support for everything BAMFSWAG does. As of the summer of 2015, it's a new store and lower prices while increasing the quality. There's never been a better time to show your support for everything that BAMFSWAG does than right now. Swag it up.
We're back from commercial break. I'm JP.
And I'm Sarah D.
And this is the What the Sex podcast. And so as our segue into the second half of our show, I have our second question from my sec that we're being asked today. You love that. Just tickles
I do.
My sack tickles you.
It does. It tickles me in all the right spots. It sure does.
This person, her name's Bella.
Oh.
I have a cat named Bella, but I don't know if that's really her name or if she's just, you know.
Oh, I wonder if she's going to talk about Edward or Jacob.
Oh, you know, no homo. I'm Team Edward.
You're Team Edward?
Yes.
Oh, I teeter back and forth between Edward and Jacob.
See, at least Edward is honest because none of his powers work on her, and he still loves her. He doesn't trick her. He can't do any of that stuff, whereas Jacob is very manipulative. He's short-tempered. He True. Smells like wet dog.
Nobody likes the wet dog smell.
And, you know, granted, because I mean, there is the age difference. Team Ed, you know, Edward is hundreds of years old, right?
Yeah.
Whereas Jacob is, you know, literally, you know, 16, 17, and 18. But he just doesn't have the experience. And so he's just very immature. I just didn't like him at all. I felt, you know, Edward, even with everything that's going on with him being a vampire, I thought that was always the better option from the get-go.
I like how he was controlling, so kind of. But I'll let you get to Bella, if that's your name, Bella. we'll get to Bella's question.
Bella.
Yes?
All right, I have a fantasy I want to tell my boyfriend about. We've only been together about 2 months. How do I tell him, and how long should I wait to?
Ooh, I wish she would have told us her fantasy.
I know, right?
Yes.
I was expecting a lot more, you know?
Yes. So, if next, Bella, if you want to write back and let us know your fantasies or anybody else, I would love to hear them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah. If you want to submit your fantasies, it could be a guest spot on our blog. We could actually, you know, take your fantasies and let you, you know, I mean, we'll edit any grammatical errors, but we'll post them as is with whatever name you want to give, or if you want to be anonymous, we can do it that way. But yeah, if you want to share your fantasy just to get people hard, why not?
Bring it on. But Bella, I would say, depending on what your fantasy is, because I have some pretty interesting fantasies that maybe turn offs for some guys, but I would feel him out first. Not in that way. Well, maybe in that way.
Yeah.
I would feel him out first and see. Okay, instance, if you're into like BDSM or you're into things like that with dom and submissive, then you've got to kind of bring it up in conversation. I don't know how you really do that, but you just kind of got to bring it in and see his reaction.
But, so that's what she's asking us, is how does she bring it in?
I think, well, I don't know, maybe just jokingly start talking about it to where it's like, oh my goodness, my friend was asking me about this. Use your friend. Always use a friend. Say, my friend was talking about this, and what do you think? Like, are you into this type of stuff? And I mean, and then you could kind of start it off with maybe being like, you know, I like a little bit of light roughness, like hand around the throat, being handcuffed, and then take it from there. Like, let him know you're open to stuff like that. And then if he starts getting deeper, then you know, wow, we can really take this fantasy to the next level. So,
well, actually, what I understand to be, you know, modern day Spanish fly to initiate such things is be wealthy and hand them a contract. Apparently, does wonders.
Oh, a contract? Are we 50 Shades of Grey right now?
Right. Yeah.
A contract.
I'm bitter about it, if you couldn't tell.
Oh my goodness. Oh. So I would just say try to have an open discussion with him. Obviously, if you've been with him, what did you say, 2 months? If you've been with him for 2 months, yeah, I would say that your conversations have been open to a point, and just start feeling him out for it. Just, you know, it just depends. Some people have wild fantasies to where people are going to look at you cockeyed, but then other people have tame ones where you just want to be handcuffed to the bed. That's a tame fantasy. Or you can be like my fantasy.
Well, everybody's level is different. I wouldn't necessarily say that that's tame. It's just tame to you.
Well, yeah, that's tame to me.
Because there's a lot of people that feel like they're going way above and beyond just to even consider handcuffs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I feel sorry for their sex
life. Not everybody is chocolate mint, rainbow sherbet, and fucking Rocky Road all mixed into one.
Like me.
Exactly.
I would say it depends on how open you are. My ultimate fantasy, my ultimate fantasies, I have like two or three of them.
Well, hold on. Okay. We will get to that, but I just want to make it clear to Bella that, you know, the one of the key things about dating and knowing when to talk about this stuff is that it should be in the first couple of months that you talk about these things, because mm-hmm. these things are important to you, especially if you have a big itch to fulfill them. So it's important that you talk about these things early, because what if this person, once they hear about it, don't want to do that, and then whatever their judgments are on you for it, because people are going to, you know, like, oh, really? You want that? And it's like, if they're not open, they will walk away. But you want them to walk away early on rather than building a longer, you know, commitment and spreading your time out with them longer just to find out that they're not into this same shit you are anyway. So you want to have those conversations very early on.
I agree. You do.
So now you can tell us fantasy number one.
Okay. Fantasy number one. Okay, we'll start with the tamer of the female.
I don't mean number one as in like your top ranking, but just the first of
many. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I would say that my number one I want to have like the ultimate 50 Shades of Grey type experience. Like I want, there's the first sex scene. Okay. The first sex scene in the Red Room of Pain is probably the hottest sex scene in the entire movie, where she starts kneeling down and then he chains her up to like the wire rack, and then he uses the riding crop, and then that's my favorite part. I want to experience that. That's like,
okay, but let me ask you this.
Yes,
you told me that before that movie you didn't really know about that genre.
No, I mean, I knew of it, but it was never really an interest of mine. Like, okay. I liked the rough sex, like hands around the throat and things like that.
Pulling hair and scratching.
Yes. But I never got into like that type of sex.
The toys.
And then, yes. And then reading the book and watching the movies opened my eyes, and I was like,
and other things.
Yes. I was like, Christian Grey, I don't want to make love, I just want to fuck. Well, yes.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, because that one does seem to be pretty number one on your list from what I understand. So what, share with us, I mean, because obviously that fantasy was laid out for you.
Yes.
Like, you didn't have to sit there and think about it. You know, you got to see it. You got to read it. It's like, oh, okay, I want that. But I'm looking for juice, okay? What is an original fantasy of yours that you came up with?
An original fantasy, like with a particular person, or just...
A fantasy in general with anybody. Just something that... Okay, and something that you haven't done. Something that you want to do, but haven't done yet. Okay. You don't, and it doesn't have to be anybody in mind, or it can be, whatever you want to do, but... what is a fantasy that you want to fulfill that isn't 50 Shades?
Oh my God, I totally want to do like a gangbang.
Okay. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
So, okay, like, but what's your definition of gangbang? Because I understand that there is a few different versions of it, because there's one where, you know, you take turns, you know, an assembly line. Another version of gangbang is multiple at the same exact time.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want like airtight. Like that, that's...
a tri-way Chinese finger cuffs, basically.
Yeah, like I want like eight guys and just like, I mean, I just want all out craziness, like in so every.
So you want one in your pussy, in your ass, yes, and yes, one in your mouth.
Yes, and one in each hand. And I mean, so. Like,
so what are the other three doing? Because you said eight. So what are the other three doing during this?
Oh, they're just
watching,
they're just,
and jerking off?
Yes. So they're just waiting. And it's okay. Just like a tag team. It's just like, okay, tag, you're it. Like in wrestling, you just tag in the next, and it just goes until everybody gets their turn, I guess. So I don't know. I wouldn't know how to really play that out, because I don't even know where you would begin and how you would even start to get people to sign up for that. But... I mean, you just...
If you figure it out, we can put it on the website.
Yes. And if there's any listeners out there who have had one, please let me know how to get this started.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah, I'm sure there's special interest websites like that. There's also message boards that you can sign up for.
Yeah.
There are ways of doing it. But again, be safe. You know, I mean, I would imagine, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, you want people you can trust, but yes, you don't want it to get weird with friends, which,
no,
which can happen. But at the same time, you don't want complete fucking strangers. So
I have a fantasy that I had a dream about with a celebrity, and I totally wrote it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I should share that or not. It's like...
Well, then that's just, you know, fuck you for bringing it up without, you know... Well, because if you're just like, I have a secret in my hand, and I'm not telling.
I mean, I could share it. It's not that long.
Open forum. Okay. If you want to share it, share it.
Okay.
But seriously, so, no pressure. We don't do that here.
No, no pressure. Unless it's around the throat, then a light pressure. But, okay, so I had a sex dream about a celebrity. His name is, I'm totally going to say his name because he's freaking smoking hot. His name's Trevor Donovan. Google him, ladies.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Okay, you don't know who he is?
Not by his name.
Did you ever watch 90210, the newer series, 90210?
No.
Okay, well, that was like his claim to fame.
I stopped watching after Melrose Place, the original.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, the new 90210 he was in, that was like his big claim to fame as far as I know. But he was like an Abercrombie & Fitch model before that, so...
Okay, so he's like the Luke Perry of this one.
Yeah, but he ends up being gay later on, so he's like... But he's not gay in real life, though. He's not gay in real life.
Well, no, but you know what? That scenario is like real life. You know, a lot of the women go after these certain guys, but it's like, haha, he's gay, whatever.
So here's my thing about him, because I wanted to write a book about it, to be honest. Like, kind of, but...
Right.
Okay, well, here you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I do make movies.
You do? Well, you might want to use this. You might want to use this.
Maybe.
Okay. All right, guys, draw the blind. Lay down. Yeah.
Well, it's already late by the time they hear this, so.
That's true. Okay, here we go. She lay down on the bed slowly, staring into his eyes. Could this be real? She had dreamt of this since the first time he spoke to her. He slowly lifted her skirt, running his fingertips slowly up her thigh until the hem reached her hips. Yeah, it's getting juicy. To his surprise, she was wearing nothing underneath. He gave her a sly smirk and a sexy laugh, dark and mysterious-like. She slid his shirt off, revealing a body you only see in magazines. Her heart skipped a beat, and a slight gasp left her lips. He whispered in a slow, sexy voice while staring deep into her eyes. This is our moment. Her head was spinning with the idea of what was about to happen. He was right. This is the moment she had played over and over in her head every time he graced the screen of her television. He slipped his jeans off and began to slowly slide himself into her. The size of him overwhelmed her. Oh no, she thought. This can't be happening. No, no, no. This is not the moment she had envisioned. She craved for this to happen. Her body begged for it. Something came over her and she flung him down onto the bed and slid on top of him. Her eyes lit up with shock and then pleasure. She took him in inch by inch. He filled every part of her. The sheer pleasure was unimaginable. Every move she made as she rocked her hips back and forth caused a ripple effect through her body that clung to every nerve in. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the dream I had about him. And that is my fantasy with him that I want to do.
Well, but I mean, is it really a fantasy versus just you want to fuck him?
Oh, God. I don't don't know. That would be like a total fantasy just to have
I mean, I guess that's part of what we should be attacking here is the different definitions on what fantasies are. Because to me, fantasies are scenarios that you share with your partner who are completely in on it.
Yes.
And you're basically role-playing. You're creating an environment, a scene, a situation. That, to me, is a fantasy. But if I'm just, you know, I want to fuck you, that, to me, is not really a fantasy, at least in my opinion.
Well, I do have one of the fantasies that you're talking about. I don't want to offend anybody by saying this fantasy. Please, it's a very serious topic, and I don't want to offend anybody. But the role-playing of a rape fantasy with somebody you trust, from what I gather and from people I've talked to, it is actually a very desirable fantasy among men and women to experience. So to anyone who's ever experienced that, trust me, I'm not trying to offend you, but that is one of my fantasies.
Well, yeah, and it's not meant to make a mockery of a very serious situation where, you know, we are saying that rape is absolutely wrong. It should never take place, guy and girl alike. Because
men and women can be raped.
Well, I was just going to say, even though it is more difficult, it does happen to guys as well.
Yes.
But it shouldn't happen to anybody, obviously. And it's horrible no matter how you slice it. There's no reason for it, you know.
No, not at all.
So,
but that has been a fantasy of mine. But obviously, in the role play sense, like you were talking about with role play.
Well, do you have a specific setting in mind? Like, are you being raped in an elevator, or is it like at a park at night? Like, is it in your car? Like,
no, it's in my house. It's in my house.
Like a home burglary, maybe?
Yeah, like a home break-in, like something like that, like a home invasion type thing. And that's kind of like the setup. Like, I mean, you kind of walk to the door and you just get grabbed, and that's what it kind of is. So that's kind of how the setup has been. But not in like a park or anything like that, because that would seem too, obviously it'll be real in every scenario, but that I've known a lady who had that happen to her, and that would just be too real. I don't know if I can, you know what I mean? So I think the comfort of my own home with the person I trust and knows
that
the limits.
Nobody else will think someone's actually getting raped and come in and attack your partner, or the cops show up and no, you don't understand. No means yes. And then they, you know.
We have a code word. We do have a code word. So I want to know your fantasies. Now I want to know yours.
Well, one of the ones that really stick out, and you know, I kind of elaborated on it like in my head, like I let it grow over time, but like I based it on a concept that I saw on Pornhub.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, you know, there's a hitchhiker, female, genuinely needs a ride. The guy's up above board. He picks her up, takes her, whatever. But at some point, because it's kind of like it's like a cab, you know, they think they're gonna pay or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get close to where they're going, you know, you give them what the amount's gonna be and make it outlandish. And it's like, oh well, you know, the girl can't pay that. What am I supposed to do? And it's like, well, I can take you back where you were, but I'm not gonna drop you off for free.
Yeah.
And so it was a lot more involved, and I don't want to get into too much detail because we are already running out of time, but basically I take control of the situation and make her pay me with her body instead of, you know, paying money. So it's a subtle rape that's also voluntary blackmail.
I like that.
So it's not completely forcing myself onto them or vice versa, but it's like I've got her in a corner. She's in my car. The car's not pulling over until we make a deal.
Yeah. So it's either back to square one or let's get it on.
It's only going to be 20 minutes out of your way, or I can have you start completely over. So we find a dark place, whatever, you know, preferably at night in my head, because like a lot of the ones on there happen during the day. But for me, legitimately wanting to do this, I don't want to get busted. So it's like, you know, it's much easier to try to get away with it at night, you know, no lights on in the car, etc. But I can tell you psychologically, I in my own relationships, I don't really often feel like I've ever had the control.
Yeah.
And so analyzing my own fantasy of doing that is that I would like to have that control once in a while to tell them what I want them to do without shame, with, and, yeah. but also, but also, like I said, letting them in on what we're going to be doing so that they're not, you know, blindsided. Because again, like you've said, submissive really do still have all the power. So, you know, she still in reality would not do anything she doesn't want to do. But I want to be able to ask her to do something without feeling awkward or shameful for it. I get to play this character that doesn't give a shit what she thinks.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my way and worry about me getting my rocks off, because I tell you what, and this is not about bragging or being boastful, but I always put her first.
Yeah.
And so this would be interesting just to take that load off. No pun intended, but the stress levels to bring them down, that rather than making sure everything about her is okay, I want to be pampered, basically.
Yeah, it's all about you in this scenario. It's about pleasing you and giving you what you want.
Because in my last relationship, I had to confess to her that in my relationships prior, I'm not often the one who gets touched at all. Like,
really?
Like, you know, they'll put their arms around me or, you know, whatever, but like they didn't kiss on me. They didn't do oral as much as I gave oral. Like it was very, yeah. it was like a 90-10. Like I, you know, they gave 10% and then I gave the rest, you know, for her to come and then for me to eventually get there working hard enough. Cause after a while it's like, I am working hard, but it's like, now it doesn't feel like you appreciate it. You're not giving back. You're not worshiping my body like I worshiped yours. And so yeah. My brain starts fucking with me that it becomes more difficult to finish, but I don't want to have done all that without getting mine. So then I work extra hard just trying to focus. It's like, don't be pissed. Just get to your happy place and we can both go to bed, you know, that kind of thing. And it got really sad.
Well, yeah,
but because most of my life has been that way, where I give so much treatment to the woman in my life that, you know, most of it, I mean, cause I can still get tickled just by someone running their nails across my back because it's so foreign. Nobody used to do that. So when it started happening, it was like, ooh, that's a new sensation. And it's just because my body's, you know, not a temple the way I've treated theirs.
I can understand that. That's why I think I like the whole, like, my fantasies are always out there and are always of me being dominated, because in my everyday life, I am in so much control. I have so much control in my everyday life. So when that switches and it comes into the bedroom, I like to, even though I'm still kind of in control, but the person who feels like they're in power is right. The man. And that's what I like.
It doesn't always have to be that way.
No, it doesn't always have to be that way. And trust me, I'm very giving when it comes to sexually. You know, I'm one of the rare females who actually enjoy giving blowjobs. Not many ladies do, but there's been points and times where I would rather give a blowjob than actually have sex. So, you know, it's just
like I would much rather get a blowjob sometimes than have
exactly.
sex. So
exactly. So
we'd be perfect.
Exactly. So I actually like do that. And sometimes I'm like, well, you know, with the sex, you got to do all this, and this. And it's like with a blowjob, you know, you just kind of go down and you're still in control of that. The woman right. is so in control of the blowjob. Like, it just makes you feel sexy. It makes you feel powerful. And it's just like, the more he moves you, under you, it's
well, yeah,
amazing.
You get good head, you can get a guy to do anything.
Yes. And so it's amazing.
Oh my God, I will kill my mother when you're done. Oh God, yes, 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 yes.
You will kill your mother.
Yes.
What?
If that's what she wanted, even if she gives it good enough.
Maybe that's how my guy friend got in jail.
I know, right? I'll get good at that so that you won't kill. Well, no, but I'm serious. Like, I'll say this. It would be amazing if the woman is genuinely loving, giving, like genuinely whatever, you know? Well, a lot of women don't. But see, I think it's kind of fair that a lot of guys don't either. They say they do, but a lot of them don't.
A lot of guys just talk shit. Like, I know, like, a lot of guys, whenever it comes to, like, sexting and talking dirty, they just talk so much shit. And you know, if they were in front of you, it would probably be the most vanilla sex you've probably ever experienced in your life. They're talking
especially when they do it online. It's really funny to see some of them do their talk shit because it's so uneducated with the way that they don't use their words. You can tell that they're just trying to get from point A to B. They don't understand why you're going this way. They just say it thinking that's exactly what women want to hear, and they're full of it. They're bullshit.
I know, when the only sexting they can do is say like, oh my god, I want to bury my face in your pussy and lick your clit and da 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 and have you come on my face. It's like, do you know anything else? Do you know anything else about the human body and what you want to do to me? Because I can start naming off all this stuff and have you ridiculous
I would slowly start removing your clothes one button at a time, standing behind you. I'd have you lay down on the bed and I'd use my tongue to trace your body from your ankle all the way up, meeting to your hips, moving to your inner thigh, licking right along, barely you being able to feel my breath so near and dear. I walk, I move my tongue around it. Well, okay, but see, you know, but yeah, I did all that in the few whatever minutes, but it's like, yeah, I'm gonna hit that pussy.
Yes, what is with that? I mean, well, how am I supposed to be like, oh yeah, let me start playing with myself now with that. When you have a guy that's, you know, describing it when they're just saying all that type of stuff, then yeah, you're like, oh my god, what is he gonna say next? What is he gonna say next? So that's how you know the experienced man versus the inexperienced. That's how you know
not only that, it's not necessarily that he's inexperienced, he's just fucking lazy.
Well,
he's not willing to really sit game. He wants to spit just enough that basically he's lying about game. Like it's false advertisement, and they wonder why women don't pick up on that shit. And it's like, well, no, they are picking up on the fact that you are dumb.
Yeah,
even if you're not dumb, you're acting dumb, and the fact that you're not making any effort, why should they?
And especially when like it's the same scenario
right
each and every time. It's like, come on, there's so many scenarios you can give out and so much fantasy you can give out. Why do the same one over and over and over again?
You're walking into the kitchen and I walk up from behind you and I push myself into your waist, shoving you up against the counter. I take both of your arms and tie them together and push them up over the toaster, holding you, pulling on your hair backwards in the opposite direction as I start to bite at your neck. And, you know, yeah, all that.
Yes! They don't do that. They're just like, I mean, I like the people who, they're just like, you know, I cut, like the girl, I walk through the door and you pin me up against a wall, your hand around my throat, me staring up into your eyes as you, you know.
I mean, because you can be sexual. I mean, because but it doesn't have to be nasty. You can still make it poetic.
Yes. And I'm not as poetic as you with the word, but like, you know, just because we're different when we have sex. You're very,
we're talking about specific ones. I can be straightforward, but I can still be, I can still drag out the details so that you know everything that's going on, because I'm trying to plant an entire scene and not just one feeling or emotion. So, I mean, and that's just it, though. You have to be able to comprehend multiple things going on at once, because I can't tell you more than one thing at any in any one sentence. Each sentence is a step to where we're going with this. And so you have to be able to not only read what I'm writing or hear what I'm saying, but you have to retain that as I move on to the next sentences so that you know what's being added to that. Because it is, big picture, we're in the kitchen. You're stuck between me and the counter. Your hair is being pulled. Your hands are tied. You can't move. And that's basically it. But it's all about engulfing you into the moment so that you know really what's going on. If I just said I put you up against the counter, there's so many other things that you could be envisioning that might be right or wrong. You might be like, ooh, and then, you know, you might have to fill in the blanks to make it more interesting. Or if I don't give you enough detail, you're just thinking, this is boring shit. Okay, you push me up against the counter. What are you, humping my leg? What are you doing?
Down, boy, down.
Right, exactly. If you're not involving them into the equation, because it's not just about what I'm doing, it's what I'm doing to you.
That's true. That's very true. We need to probably do like a show on sexting and how people can be good sexters
versus
the bad of, oh my god, I just want to bang you. Okay, yeah. Well,
that's, oh my nice. God, you're so taut.
Yeah, you're so hot. Like your hands on my body. Like I just came. Yeah. What the? Okay, well, I'm ready. So I'm going to go watch porn. So,
yeah, definitely not Nobel Prize. Yeah.
No Nobel. You're not getting anybody rushing to the theaters to see that. So No, I want some like 50 Shades of Grey shit.
I was just going to say, otherwise it becomes 50 Shades of...
And that concludes this edition of the What the Sex podcast. I'm Sarah D.
And I'm JP. And remember, this has just been between us, the sheets, and anywhere else we fancy.
I can't wait for the next time.
Ciao.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.